I guess maybe I should explain, because if you leave a comment out hanging like I did going into the news, although, depending on your political persuasion, your viewpoint, you can certainly take it either way. When I stated Governor Whitmer is a bobblehead, that could be either an honor or an insult. Well, in this case, it is intended to be an honor, and it's a fundraising honor. Guess who has her own bobblehead?
That was bound to happen sooner or later.
The folks behind the bobbleheads for, most famously, on a national basis, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, mm-hmm. have now released a Governor Whitmer bobblehead. And as I understand it, too, she's not the only governor. There are other governors, both Republican and Democrat, for whatever mm-hmm. that's worth, that mm-hmm. have been honored. This is done through the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum, and it is a fundraiser. And we have a link up to this on our online site. As all bobbleheads that are sold, $5 donated to the Protect the Heroes Fund, and that's in support of the 100 million mask challenge that the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame has been involved in, trying to raise money. In fact, the museum has already raised $185,000 through the sales of bobbleheads of Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and some of the other governors who have been so honored. So if you head to WSW.com, you can find the link there. And we even have a picture of Governor Whitmer's bobblehead.
And then comes to mind the commercial we see on TV where the guy turns around while he's holding a weed whacker inadvertently and takes a head off of a piece of lawn statuettes. And there are probably a few people who would like to do that.
Well, again, depending on your political persuasion.
I've never seen so much people on both sides that are just riled up over this, and rightly so in many cases, but it's nasty.
Well, here's your chance then to maybe make a purchase, knowing that you're helping a fundraising cause, and mm-hmm. then if it's an honor for you, you can honor the bobblehead by perhaps putting it up on your mantle, and if you decide it's another way, well, put it in the doghouse. I don't know. But see, everyone can be served. But knowing sure. that everyone knows that you're going to help a fundraiser out for a good cause.
Well, that's a good side of it.
Yeah, so we'll find something like that. Now, other things at WSW.com, we talk about our coronavirus COVID-19 section. And there's a coronavirus information box. And there's just a lot there. You might have to scroll up and down, but you'll find links and information that we have been posting, especially through releases involving the Michigan State Police, which is the filtering process for information that is official from the state. And there's a lot of stuff that's come down in the last day. Now, we do have, well, we don't have, I'm in the process of putting the links up right now. We will have a link up to the official executive order that you're hearing about in the news, that Governor Whitmer, the extension of the executive order, which limits places of public accommodation, as it's titled. And we'll have that for you so you can discover the link and read the order itself as it's been issued by the governor to hopefully answer any questions that you may have when it comes to what the order does. It's an extension. Essentially, all the things that were already going on are still going on. You know, the restaurants can still operate through delivery and through the curbside like that, but all the other businesses that have been closed are still closed. Now, obviously, the openings we know that have taken place, such as some of the lawn services and nurseries and things like that, but everything else still closed, and the social distancing rules are still in place. Michigan veterans, we've talked about in the past. There's some new information available for veterans as Michigan has 600,000 veterans. Wow. Thanks to each and every one of you. And just so you know, the director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency, the MVAA, is continuing to try to connect to veterans and families to help make sure that veterans are okay going through the process of what's happening with COVID-19. And we'll have a link up on that for you if you're a veteran or a family member seeking information and help that way. There is new information and links that are available when it comes to residents who are needing to seek help with utility bills. There are energy assistance that's happening through the utilities themselves and other state provisions being made. The state treasury wants to know that there are now some self-serve options when it comes to handling your taxes. As much as there's been extensions into July for tax returns, there's still some tax necessities and information people need to seek out. And there's now available self-serve options 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through the state treasury. We'll have a link up on that. There's now this is interesting. It says here that there's been a launch from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services of a new automated online assistant to help Michiganders easily access the latest and most trusted information about the COVID-19 pandemic. What it is the state of Michigan is introducing Robin. That's the name of this new chatbot, as it's described, an interactive way to get questions answered without frustrating wait times. Robin will provide a centralized first line of response to common inquiries to help reduce confusion and frustration and making it easier to find answers. Robin is available to users via email or to calling the COVID-19 hotline. So if you'd like to find Robin, the new Michigan Department of Health and Human Services chatbot, well, have a link up on that and a story for you there on our coronavirus information box.
That beats an hour on hold.
I'm just
waiting to get through to a live body.
I'm just trying to imagine. I got a moment here. I'll tell you a little bit about it. It says it was developed by IBM. The chatbot will interpret user questions and direct the flow of conversations by providing the most likely and informed response. Robin will search for the information that needs to respond to questions based on the rich database it was built upon. It can also help identify gaps in service and information to be more efficiently addressing needed resources.
I hope Robin has a reassuring voice.
Maybe we need to call and find out what Robin sounds like.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't expecting that, I got to tell you. Of all the things of information and some of the available resources coming out, this is one I wasn't ready for. But Robin the chatbot.